Good morning, and thanks for coming to this early morning session. This is Moving Towards a Healthier State, Developing and Implementing Statewide Performance Assessment and Improvement Activities to Prepare for Accreditation. My name is Jennifer Jimenez, and I work with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. ASTO is the national nonprofit that represents the health agencies of the United States, the U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia, as well as the staff that are in these agencies. Our members are the chief health officials of these jurisdictions that lead states in developing public health policy and in assuring excellence in state-based public health practice. Our mission is to transform public health in states and territories to help members improve health and wellness. And we do this by supporting the development of health policy and promoting public health programs. And one of the ways that we do this is also by providing technical assistance to our members. And in January of this year, we released a letter of invitation to states to request customized targeted technical assistance from ASTO for accreditation preparation and quality improvement planning. The project goal was to produce an identifiable product or activity through facilitation, planning sessions, virtual meetings, and site visits. We paired ASTO staff with subject matter experts and CDC staff together to provide one-on-one technical assistance to 8 states in self-identified areas of need. And you'll be hearing from 3 of the states today about the projects that they worked on and the work that they've accomplished since the project ended last May. You'll first be hearing from Joanne Asheim. Ms. Asheim holds a master's degree in nursing from the University of Virginia and has practiced in public health for over 20 years. She's served in a variety of public health leadership positions in the New Hampshire Division of Public Health Services, including Senior Deputy, Maternal and Child Health Bureau Chief, and the Chief of the Bureau of Public Health Systems Policy and Performance. She plays a leadership role in national performance improvement activities. She's been involved with a multi-state learning collaborative, which is focused on accreditation and performance improvement. She has supported the Public Health Accreditation Board as a member of the Assessment Process Work Group and as a beta test site visitor. She's on ASTO's Performance Policy Committee and Performance Improvement Network. And in New Hampshire, she leads all of their performance improvement activities for the Division of Public Health Services, including strategic planning, their National Public Health Performance Standards Program work, their public health improvement team, and their accreditation-related initiatives. Following Joanne, you'll hear from Carrie Fisher, who has been the Public Health Deputy Director in the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services since August of 2008. In this role, Carrie's responsible for managing operations of the division, including human resources, policy development, strategic planning, the governor's office liaison, and overseeing special projects, including accreditation, continuity of operations, and grantee partnerships. Prior to her role, Carrie led the public health information component of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, and she was also a training and exercise manager. Before joining Health and Social Services, Carrie worked as the information officer for the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. She was also a member of the Alaska State Defense Force, which is responsible for augmenting state emergency management and National Guard forces during large-scale disasters and emergencies. Prior to state service, Carrie worked as an associate editor for Alaska Geographic. She was a photographer and print journalist and also served in the U.S. Air Force. She has a bachelor's degree in journalism and public communications. Following Carrie, you'll hear from Valerie Ricker. She is the Family Health Division Director for the Maine Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and she's been in this role since 1996. Prior to joining Maine CDC, Valerie split her time as a pediatric nurse practitioner in a private pediatric practice and at Children's Hospital in Boston. She's also held roles of staff nurse, nurse in charge, nurse manager, and per diem nurse at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. Valerie has a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from Syracuse University, a Master's in Science and Nursing from Simmons College, and a Master's of Science in Maternal and Child Health from the Harvard School of Public Health. And with that, I will let you all get started.